tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus addressed this parable to them. "What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost.' In just the same way, I tell you, there will be more rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents." The Gospel of the Lord. I wonder what that name of the one lost sheep was. Jesus doesn't say, but I don't know. Maybe it was a girl sheep, maybe Olivia, maybe a boy sheep, Benjamin or Reginald or something kind of funny, I don't know. We have no idea, but what we do know is that Jesus knew that sheep's name. Jesus said elsewhere, "I know my sheep and they know me." Jesus would have known the name of that one sheep, and he wouldn't have thought, one's not too bad. I have 99 others. First, second grade kindergartners, we have about 90 in a class. That's pretty close to 100. If one of the teachers is like, one's missing, we're okay. No, the teacher would be, "Where is that kid? Where is she? Where is he?" I'm sure. Jesus is the same way. He cares so, so much about that one because he knows that one. He cares about that one so much and wants so badly to have him with her. No matter where they went, no matter what happened, Jesus just wants that sheep back. Because that's who Jesus is, and that's what his heart is like. He knows the name of every person, and even more than names, he knows everything about each and every one of us. Not only does he know us, each one by one, but he loves us, each one by one. Jesus is God, and he can know everything, and he's so good, he cares so intimately to each of us. This is the heart of our shepherd, who knows us and cares for us. And in every good thing he did in the Bible, most especially dying on the cross, he knew each one of us and loved each one of us. He is God, and he can know everything, including all of us. Let us take time to go to our shepherd. If we ever find ourselves running away from him, then we can always go back to him. But we have to take time to know his heart. We can go to Jesus, our shepherd, and go to him knowing that he knows my name. We need to go to him and say, "Jesus, I want to know your heart a little better." And he will most gladly share his heart with us. He will call us by name, and he'll tell us just how good he is.